Blog Talk Radio. Pretty good. A little tired, but pretty good.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, I know you've been extremely busy.
Well, yeah, Lord is good.
Yes, he is. All the time,
yeah.
All the time.
Amen.
Would you like to open up in prayer this evening?
Sure. Our Father,
all right, looks as if the Minister Weathersby call drops. So I will definitely open up in prayer this evening. If everyone can just please bow your heads. Father God, we come to you in prayer, just asking you to just cover GQ Power Spiritual Sunday, to cover all the callers, the listeners, the guests that we'll have on, that'll be joining us this evening. We're just praying for all sorts of healing this evening for everyone who is going through a storm right now. We just ask you to completely cover them, and as long as they trust with you with all your might, that they'll be delivered from whatever they might be going through. We're also praying that Minister Weathersby does an outstanding, wonderful job this evening. He'll be on a show from 8 to 9:30, being transformed. Please forgive me if I don't have all the information on it, but he will be there this evening, and he'll be tuning in from 8 to 9:30 or from 8 to 10. But once he comes back on, he'll be able to fill everyone in on that information. Father God, I just come to you just asking you just to cover all of GQ Palace hosts, the GQ Palace family, any and everyone that we have come into contact with this evening, Lord. We just come to you just asking you to continue to cover them and just protect them and just hold them. So we know that right now that the storm is busy, and throughout everyone's life, we just come to you just asking you to just continue to cover them, to mold them, to use them as your instrument, as you fit, for them to be able to deliver just in life, deliver their daily routine, and just deliver in their work feeling, their work history, Father God. We just come to you just asking you in a humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Miss Weathersby, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm not sure what happened.
I was praying. Next thing I know, I was shut off.
Oh, okay. Well, I did open up in prayer.
I heard
so.
You.
I did open up in prayer. I'm looking at the screen, and as soon as I saw the call drop, I just filled right in. But how have you been?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired a little bit, but God is yet strengthening, so I won't complain.
Amen. Well, he's definitely using you to do everything that he has called you to do, and we are thankful. We are truly thankful for everything that you've done with GQ Palace, and you know everything that you will continue to do. And I think it's wonderful, you know, how he's, you know, using you to be able to, you know, express the ministry through your books as well. You know,
yes.
I did read Unless God Built the House.
Yes.
I read it on Friday, and I must say, I brought my Kindle with me, and we were running around for the family reunion, and I just said, you know what, while he's in the store, I'm just going to read. So I just picked it up and started reading it. And I must say, a lot of things that's in your book, when we're on the air and you're talking, you know, about relationships, and you've shared with us, you know, the views, you know, on relationships, and, you know, help us, you know, in our relationships that we go through. I think that it's wonderful, because as I'm reading your book, I'm able to actually remember different times where you've been on the air and you said the same exact thing. So the consistency is definitely there. It's definitely there. And I would truly recommend the book to any and everyone. I would recommend it to everyone, because I believe, you know, it touches on all aspects of relationships, you know, not just, you know, between husband and wife, but family as well.
Absolutely.
So I definitely just want to commend you, you know, on doing an outstanding job, you know, with your book.
Praise God. God be the glory. I'm just grateful and thankful. It's something that he placed within my spirit. I wrote that book in 3 days.
Wow.
God gave me the inspiration for it. And I'm the type of writer that I don't write by I've never written by outline or draft. That's not how I write. I get an idea, and I can sit down, and it just flows. And it's truly a gift from God, and I just thank him for that. And we're just praying because we're believing in, for the greater. I mean, even the second book goes into the family, but the third one, dealing with God himself in relationship, that's the trilogy of it all. And that's going to be the more exhaustive book. And we're believing that God is going to utilize that along with the other two for the furthering of the kingdom, because it's vitally important for us to understand these things.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And I think that anyone who is having, you know, any type of, you know, I'm not even going to say relationship problems, but relationship questions, you know, that they might have. And if they're looking to, because in your book you also quote different scriptures in the Bible, and you explain exactly, you give a detailed description, but then you also reference it in the Bible. So this way, anyone, when they're reading it, they can always go to the Bible and cross-reference it that way as well. So I definitely, it was great. And I started reading Check the DNA. Reading that. So, yes, when I set my mind to it and I said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, I sit and I do it. And we were running around so much, you know, and I want to take a few minutes out to say, you know, Rich Money, my lovely husband, did an excellent job. We had the third annual Archibald family reunion yesterday.
And it
was great. I mean, the family is so huge. Like, you know, we have family reunions, but our family reunions are not as big as his. And it was wonderful, you know, just for everyone to come together and just, you know, just be on one accord and just celebrate the fact that we're all family. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. So he did an excellent job with that yesterday. And, you know, for him to think of it every year and just take the time out to, you know, to do it, I commend him, because it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work. So, you know, Rich Money, I want to say congratulations, you know, on the third annual family reunion. And, you know, of course, me and my family, we're honored to be a part of your family, and we thank you. Also, anyone that's listening from the PC, you can call in at 646-200-3838. You can press 1 to go on the air to give your testimony or share what you're thankful for this evening. Anyone that's already listening from their cell phones or house phones, they can always press the 1 button, and that'll get you on the air to share your testimony or what you're thankful for. Or if you just want to just share, you know, share with us how good God has been to you, please do press the 1 button and share. We believe here on Spiritual Sunday that sharing your testimony or saying what you're thankful for can save someone else's life. You know, we believe it, and I believe it, and it's a true fact, you know, that your testimony might be similar to someone else's, but in the end, it's your trials and your tribulations that you went through, and someone that's listening to learn from you or take notes from something that you've been through to help them in their life. So everyone is more than welcome, you know, to press the 1 button so you can go on the air and share your testimony with everyone. Minister Weathersey, I didn't have all the information for the show that you're going to be doing tonight. I want to say congratulations to you. You know, you've been doing an outstanding job, and, you know, not just on Spiritual Sunday, but, you know, in your life as a whole. I want to say congratulations, and a wonderful congratulations to Sister Sherry. Love her dearly. Love her dearly. She's truly a woman of God, and it's an honor to be able to, you know, just to be on one accord with such wonderful, you know, people of God. So I want to definitely say.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the program I'm going to be on tonight is called Be Inspired, Be Trans. And the hours of that it's on is from 8 until 9:30, if I'm not mistaken. And the call-in numbers are 695-0. And, yeah, it I just got introduced to them through a couple weeks ago about interacting with someone on Facebook. On as a guest yesterday, I interviewed me by the book and had some other discussions. We had a great time yesterday. It was a great interview. It went over, but the host said that it over.
Can you give the number one more time and to others? I'm sorry.
Sure, it's 646-4620. Also, just go to the website. I think it's www.artsdinerradio.com.
Okay. You know I'm multitasking, right? 646.
4620.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. And you'll be there from 8 to 9:30 tonight.
That's what I believe.
Okay, okay. Well, I had spoke to you earlier, and you had actually had mentioned that, not, well, I mentioned you had a busy day today.
Yeah.
But I mentioned you had a busy day. But if you wouldn't mind just explaining how your day went today.
Well, you know, it started out a little slow for me, to be honest with you, because I've been having problems with swelling in my legs. I've been using a compression pump. But I had a commitment to go to the physical rehabilitation center that I do outreach ministry at and do Bible studies on Tuesdays, and some Sundays I do worship services. So I was there at 2:30, and I had a little message for him coming from Genesis, the 21st chapter, dealing with Abraham and Sarah. And it was titled, God is not through with you yet.
Amen. Okay. Now, I believe that. I truly believe that. And, you know, our intro song that comes on every Sunday, you know, a lot of people question, you know, sometimes still not feeling worthy, you know. And depending on the routine or the struggle that I'm going through, you know, I'm one that'll say, all right, God, all right, what's the plan, you know.
Right.
And when I say it so much, now I've actually got used to saying, whatever the plan is, just use me, guide me, and
absolutely,
I trust you, you know. And with me, it's been working for me, you know. So I'm going to say, you know, for anyone that, you know, is going through a storm, just pray about it and just, you know, put all your trust and faith in him. And he's the one that can deliver you from whatever it is that you might be going through.
Absolutely. And that's the bottom line of it all. As far as qualifying us for whatever it is that we believe that God is calling us to do, whatever our purpose and our mission is, God is the one that qualifies us. We just have to be obedient and trust him. He qualifies. We don't have to be concerned about our qualifications. If God called you, he's already qualified you, equipped you, and prepared you for whatever work that needs to be done. We just have to trust him.
Okay. Amen. Amen. I actually found myself the other day. I have a friend of mine whose son, you know, got into a little bit of trouble. And, you know, I read on Facebook that she, you know, she was going through something. So I actually reached out to her. And, you know, she goes to church, you know, and everything. But I think sometimes people have to hear it, you know, because once they start going through the storm, you know, they're like, wow, you know, like, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do there? The only thing I could just say to her is just pray on it. Just pray on it, because you need to make sure that, you know, as you're praying, that you're putting all your trust and faith in him, because he already knows what, you know, what took place. He knows all of that.
That's,
you know,
right.
He knows everything. And right now, you praying on it, you're asking him for guidance. You're asking him to deliver you from this storm. And you never know. The storm that you're going through could be a storm to bring your family closer together. You know, that's God's work right there. He's trying to bring you and your family closer together so that you guys are able to come together on one accord and still be able to, you know, to function as a whole, because the family's supposed to be together, you know.
Absolutely.
And sometimes, when, you know, certain things happen, you know, the family, you know, tends to go astray, you know, a tad bit, and everyone does their own thing. But I think that it's great that, you know, when I spoke to her, she was just like, you know, sis, you know, you're right. I'm like, listen, I didn't call you, you know, to preach to you any kind of way. I just called you to remind you, you know, to please make sure that you're praying. You know, just please make sure you're praying. And, you know, when we sit and we go over different scriptures together, you know, it's wonderful that we can relate, you know, on a spiritual level. But it'll be better if you sit and you pray to the one that can heal it, you know, the one that can solve that problem. Speak to him about it, because he knows. He already knows what to do, and guess what? He's already doing it as we speak.
Have
to make sure, you know. And she was positive about it, you know. And I told her I was going to check on her every couple of days to make sure everything is well with her, you know. We have a caller. I'm going to bring a caller on real fast, and then I'd like you to just explain to us about the message. You know, God is not through with you yet.
Yes.
Welcome to Kiki Tower Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Lavina. Good evening, Mr. Lullaby. This is Dave on a blessed day. I thank you and I praise the Lord for allowing us to be able to come together once again in his kingdom. Because without him, we are nothing. Without him, we are just basically a figure, like a stick figure. We are nothing. There's nothing about us other than Jesus. There's nothing good about us. And I pray and I thank God for allowing us once again to come together as a family, to come together as a church universal, so that we can minister to those who are in need and also minister to ourselves, because we ourselves also go through trials and tribulations, and we also need healing within ourselves. So I ask God today, and I ask Elohim, I ask the Heavenly Father, I say, Abba, I say, hear our prayer. And you say the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. And Father, I ask that you would guide the steps of those who are righteous and who are following your laws, Father. Father, I ask, O Heavenly Father, that you say our words would not return void. And as we pray for healing, as we pray, O Heavenly Father, for guidance, wisdom, and understanding, Father, that you, Abba, O Heavenly Father, Elohim, Jehovah, would hear our prayer and send the blessings to us who are in need. Tonight, I'm basically just giving out some light, shedding some light to an organization here in Florida, in Spring Hill, that's been doing a wonderful work. The pastors, Pastor John and Pastor Cheryl Grassi. The church is Springs of Life Family Church. It's located at 4157 Mariner Boulevard in Spring Hill, Florida. The reason I'm shedding the light on this establishment is because for the past 3 years, every Friday at 9 a.m., they have been feeding well over 100 families. And when I say feeding well over 100 families, I'm talking about breads, meats, pastries, perishables such as lettuce and we're talking about fruits. They try to stay away from the canned goods because of the sodium content, because they do have the health in mind. But this church is doing a wonderful work, Springs of Life Family Church, and I just wanted to shed some light on that organization, because it's few and far between that with so little, they're doing so much for the community. And, you know, I just wanted to shed some light. And I wanted to also give a special prayer for the pastor, Pastor John, and his wife, Cheryl. I would ask, O Heavenly Father, that you would put a hedge of protection around them, O Heavenly Father, because we know we fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against the principalities and people in high places, Father. Father, I ask that you plead the blood of Jesus around them, because I know they're under the attack of the Prince of the Air, O Heavenly Father. Father, I ask, O Heavenly Father, you will continue to guide their steps and keep them in earnest, O Heavenly Father, that they may continue to do the work and do your bidding. And, Father, to you be the glory, O Heavenly Father, and we thank you and we praise your holy name, because there's a thing I always say. No Jesus, no peace. N-O, Jesus, N-O-P-E-A-C-E. But no Jesus, no peace. K-N-O-W. No Jesus, then you K-N-O-W, peace. So that's just something that we can also remember as well. If you don't know Jesus, you will not know peace. But when you do know Jesus, there's a peace that comes within your heart that you cannot explain. And one of the things that happens when you get to know Jesus is you overcome death. Death is one of the things that we fear the most as humans. And there's one thing that when you stop fearing death, because you understand to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You look at death a whole completely different way. It just makes a whole difference in your life and the life of others when they can understand that God is alive, he's here, he's working for you and me, he loves us, and all he asks for us to do is love all and forgive all, and he will do the rest. Just bring them into his glory, bring them into his light, and he's going to do the rest. He's going to light, he's going to put the spark in their life, and he's going to do some things that you could never imagine that he's going to do. You know, I said I was just going to come and say two words, and I think I'm just writing a book here. Mr. Leatherby, you want me to write a book too? Because I'm just going on. I'm just going on and on. And I just, let me check my Duracell batteries here, because I'm just going on and on. I'll tell you what.
If you want me to write a forward, I don't know, bro.
I love you guys. I really love you guys.
It's all right. Look, I think we're all kind of long-winded over here.
Yes.
Dave might as well stay on, because I think he's the one going to be doing the closing prayer.
and you know I was just thinking it, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I was just thinking it.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You know what's interesting? Today the topic, the word was look up, look out. Because what the prince of the air, what he wants us to do is look down and look in. And, you know, when you look down, it's because it's like you're looking down in shame. And when you look in, it's like keep looking in yourself for all the negativity. But we are conquerors. We are winners. As you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your loving Savior, as you believe within your heart, your soul, your mind, your whole being, that Jesus Christ came and died for you and was resurrected in the flesh, seen by well over 500 people that can testify that they've seen him, touched him, and felt him, there's a creation that comes about that you cannot even explain that makes you in this world but not of it. And you're going to feel apart. You're going to feel separated. You're going to feel different. You're going to feel strange. Because it's a wonderful feeling when you can look at the world from the outside in rather from the inside out. And to put that into perspective, let's look at it this way. The astronauts go way up into the sky, and they look down on the Earth. The Earth looks like a speck when you're that far up. We can't even be seen from that far up. But God, in his wonderful glory, in his majesty, in his Shekinah, he can see us where others can't. And it's an interesting concept when you look at it that way. Because the closer you come to Earth, the more you can actually see. And then you can actually visualize one person where you couldn't even just see one from that far up. God is good. He's wonderful. He is good. He is great. And I can see him with the scales and the measurements in his arm as he's weighing everything out and just keeping everything all in perspective. Because if you look at it this way, if the sun moved 1 degree away, we will freeze to death. If the sun moved 1 degree closer, we will burn up. God is fantastic, phenomenal. You just have to get that understanding. That realization that, I tell you what, There's no Big Bang. There's no Big Bang. The Big Bang is Jesus Christ giving himself on the cross for us. That's the Big Bang. And remember that. God is love. Thank you.
Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Can the church say amen? We done heard two sermons. Right, you all right with me?
Well, Lavina, I do have a young lady that's on the line. She's afraid to actually press the one. This is the lady I was speaking about that I was ministering to. Her name is Amanda, and she is right on the verge. She wants to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior, and again, she's afraid to press the one because she's shy to speak in public. But Ms. Leatherby, I really respect you to the highest, and I would just like for you to just encourage her and give her a word of encouragement so that she can understand as well how wonderful, how fantastic, how everlasting this family is, and what a blessing it will be to have her on board so that the angels in the sky can rejoice and they can jump and the lightning can strike and the rain can come down because we are all crying in tears of joy. But let me stop right there. Her name is Amanda Goodson.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we praise
Amen.
God for the sister. I'll just say this, Brother Dave. I'll say this to her, Amanda. God has already identified you to be special to him. You're just not just another body, not another person. You're special to him. You're unique to him. Because he knows you personally. You may not know him, but he certainly knows you. And when he speaks
Amen.
To you, he speaks to your heart. That you can feel him tugging at you. And I would say this, that coming into relationship with the Lord is the best thing that can ever happen to your life. Because again, he's going to give you a new life. Irregardless of what your experience has been in the past, or what you've done in the past or have not done, that does not matter. And what matters the most is what you do when you hear that call. When you hear the Lord calling for you, all you have to do is just answer him and say, yes, here I am. And then just confess. Openly confess whatever it is that we've done wrong. Because prior to coming in salvation, we're all sinners saved by grace up until that point. So then just and repent. And then receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Know that God the Father raised him up from the dead. And the Bible says in Romans 10:9 that you're saved. And then after you get saved, of course, then God says, well, I'm going to do a work with you. We're going to change you. I'm going to transform you. Get you into my likeness. And then you're going to be a beautiful thing in the eyes of God. Because we're marvelously and wonderfully made anyhow. And since he's the creator of all, he's the master builder and the molder of our lives, he's going to do great things for you. And he's got a great work for you yet to do. So I would say that don't be afraid. God loves you, and if God loves you, it don't matter about nobody else.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You.
Awesome.
Amen. Awesome.
And I just want to take the minute out and just explain that on JQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, the format is set up so that everyone can call in and share their testimony, say what they're thankful for, and we call in on one accord, and no one judges, anyone. Your testimony is your testimony, and what you're thankful for is what you're thankful for. And sometimes it's hard for someone to press, the one button, because it's something that they're not ready just yet. Sometimes they're very hesitant, but I like to say that if you can dial the number, then pressing the one comes easy. It comes easy because you're dialing the number, which is more than, one number to dial. So if you're dialing that one number right there, that's a step all by itself. And Amanda, we welcome you, into the Geeky Palace family with us. Dave, you're working, Amanda, you're working with a wonderful person. Dave is truly a man of God. He's fully and just fully committed. And I just commend you on keeping, the communication open with him as well, because he will definitely lead you down the right path.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
Right.
What we're going to do, we're just going to go to a song real fast, and then we're going to come back on the air. And Dave, I do have a question for you. I don't know if you were listening when Minister Weatherfield mentioned it, but I do have a question for you. But we're going to go to a song
okay.
real fast, and we're going to come back on. Amen.
Testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me. Because
my enemies tried, but they couldn't triumph over me.
Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me.
Because
my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me. I spoke life. And prosperity.
I
even spoke health.
He
favored me.
They
whispered about me.
They
conspired against
me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
me.
My character.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not
gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak
health.
My integrity,
everything was in question,
but
he favored
me.
know tonight you got faith.
God faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yeah.
Because I got it. Through my crisis.
Yeah.
Difficulty.
Yeah.
Through my hard times.
Yeah.
I found favor. Favor.
Yeah.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got another witness. Come here, DJ Rogers.
Wondering why I did not die. I'll be happy to tell you.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
All right. All right. Well, of course, I did ask the question to Brother Dave, and he said yes, that he will close in prayer this evening for us here on Spiritual Sunday. So we are truly thankful. We are truly thankful.
And God has already given me the message, because I tell you what, a lot of generational curses that's been bestowed upon those through either words, or just things that people don't know how curses are brought upon, we're going to cancel all that today in the name of Jesus. All those open doors, all those gates, ear gate, eye gate, we're going to cancel, we're going to close all those gates tonight. We're going to close all those gates in the name of Jesus, because we need to understand that our children are our future. And if you have someone that's going to say to your child, hey, that kid is so bad, you know what? You stop that, you cancel that in the name of Jesus. There's no such thing as a bad child. There's no such thing as a bad child. There may be questionable parenting, but there's no such thing as a bad child. God is love, He's in charge, and He's going to take over tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, we have a caller. I'm going to bring the caller on the air.
Yes, my name is Penny, and I am an amputee. Hi. I am a member of Outreach Holy Word Christian Church. I'm in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm an amputee, and I had my right leg amputated, and I've been through a lot of things. I'm in hospice. I'm under hospice. I've been twice in ICU, but I have not given up. And now I'm getting ready to write my story. I'm getting ready to write my story about, I'm going to write a short story on my life, of how I pressed my way through, and how I never gave up on the Lord, and how I kept my faith, and how the Lord just held on to me as I held on to Him, and as He kept blessing me, and keep blessing me and blessing me.
Amen. Amen.
Your name, sister?
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
Oh, I know who she is. Yes. Oh, Sister Penny.
Yes.
Do you remember me?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
Yes,
that's that's a member of Sherry's father's church, but it's a in Wilmington, Delaware. And I met her a couple
yes.
weeks ago.
Yes.
I met her a couple weeks ago.
Minister Weathersby, you were able to identify with Sister Penny, huh?
Yes.
I heard her say the church name. I knew what that was. And I thought I heard the voice and I recognized the voice. I said, well, I know who that is.
All right. Well, Sister Penny, we do welcome you to DQ Palace Spiritual Sunday with us this evening. And I want to say, continue to stay encouraged, you know, and you not giving up, that's a wonderful testimony. Just staying strong and staying focused and just realizing, you know, what your purpose here is. And I commend you. I commend you. So God
yes,
bless
you. I have not given up.
And I will say this because I do have I've had contact with Sister Penny. You're not even getting the depth of her testimony just by the audio. If you saw the visual of her, it would floor you. It's amazing. And I just thank God for her and thank God for what he's doing. And knowing that, again, that coincides with what the message I gave today about God is not through with us yet. You know, we can't. A lot of people think that we can only be used by God if we fit a certain profile. But it's according to what God decides, what he decides and how he decides to use us. We just have to be willing and just trust him that he'll see us through the whole process. And I just thank God for that and thank God for this ability.
Yes, and I thank God for him holding on to me and not giving up on me because my faith is so strong. I never lost my faith, and I trust and believe in him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That is wonderful. Brother Dave, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Sister Penny, you know, there's a certain encouragement that you give us when you first, the first word that you spoke, I know was encouraging. One thing that comes to mind, there's a story about boiling water, a carrot, an egg, and coffee beans. And you remind me of the coffee beans because when you put a hard carrot in boiling water, it gets soft. When you put an egg that's soft in boiling water, it gets hard. When you put the coffee bean in that boiling water, the bean changes the water. And there's a certain quality about you that throughout your trials and your tribulations, you didn't get soft like the carrot, you didn't get hard like the egg, but you actually changed your circumstances and you lean more on your Creator, Christ Jehovah. And by you leaning on Him, He came to you when you were at your weakest, and He's making you your strongest. He's making you that vessel. He's putting the shellac on that vessel, and he's making you able that you can hold that water of life. And that life that you have is going to be bestowed and poured upon those who are around you. Forget about what limbs you may be missing. Look at what you have gained. That in itself is the glory be to God, because he's using you. Of all the people that he could have used, he's using you to carry the message. May he continue to bless you. May he continue to open doors and give you the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the blessings that you have. Penny, I thank you for calling in. And I'm going to give a special prayer for you tonight, Penny, because We have so many people that are in that situation, and they are looking within as opposed to looking out and looking up. You have looked up. You haven't looked down. You are looking up because you know this is where your blessings are coming from. And you are going to touch so many lives, and you may not even know it, because sometimes we entertain a stranger, and by entertaining that stranger, we're actually entertaining Jesus himself. You have entertained the stranger along the way, and now your blessings are coming back. Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I am.
There's some miraculous things coming to you, my dear. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. All right, Brother Dave. Wonderful. What a wonderful testimony. And I hope that Minister Weathersby, when she does write her her book, that hopefully you'll read and will share the information along with us so that we can read as well. I'm interested. I'm very interested.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm very interested. I know time is of the essence for you this evening. I did want you to speak about the message that you gave out this morning. I know time is of the essence, so if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit of information about it. For the listeners?
Sure. It came out of Genesis, the 21st chapter, the first through the seventh verse, and it deals with two very familiar people in the Bible, Abraham and his wife Sarah. When Abraham was called out of that country that he lived in, which was a pagan country, God told him that he was going to make him a father of many nations. And he told Abram that he was going to he was going to bear a child. He's going to have a child. His seed was going to be great, and that he was going to be a father, a natural father. And told Sarah she was going to be a natural mother. Now, mind you, when this was told to them, it was kind of strange. Sarah was 65, Abram was 75 when they came up out of that country. And by the time that Sarah had her son Isaac, he was 90 years old. Abraham was 100. And I'm ministering in a facility where they deal with a lot of people with physical ailments and things of that nature, and some, advanced age, and dealing with dementia and things of that, things of that nature. And usually we know that people, when they get to an advanced age, we tend to say that, well, you've lived your life, go ahead and retire and don't worry about nothing. But see, God doesn't operate like that. God uses us from the young to the old, and he don't stop using us until he calls us home. I'm very clear about this, and I tell people, you may retire in your secular job, but there's no retirement in the faith. Don't retire on what God has called you to do. And he calls us to do whatever it is that he's given us the abilities and gifts and talents to do. And it does not matter about your age. God is not through with you yet. The key thing that we have to do, we have to be like Abram did. Abraham was known as the father of faith. He's the father of the Hebrew nation, but he was also listed in the in Hebrews 11 chapter in the hall of fame of faith, because Abraham did not have what we have. He did not have the intimate contact with the Lord that we have as born-again believers in Christ, because we have God's Spirit living within us. Abraham just believed God. God called Abram from pagan society, pagan worship. Abraham was not a Jew. He came up out of a country, and they operated in paganism. But he believed God. One of the things when you were talking about earlier about praying for and telling your friend to pray, a good thing, but she must pray and believe that her prayer is being answered. So it doesn't do a bit of good for us to pray if we don't believe. That we have to exercise that. So God just wanted the people at that facility to know their time is not over. Their time is not up. Even if they just say, smile at someone another resident and just say hello and take time to talk to someone. God can use that for that person. And we never know what somebody's going through. A smile or a kind look or just a hello. So it could do wonders for somebody. So the message was simply that, you know, God is not through with you yet. Be encouraged for it. That's for each and every one of us. No matter what our situation or circumstances is, God is the one that qualifies. And it's not over until he says it's over. So that was the crux of the message.
Amen. Amen. I wish I was there.
Well, amen.
Yeah. Here's the message. What I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read up on it. I did write down the scripture so that I can definitely read onto it tonight. And I just want to commend you for sharing it with us, because a lot of us feel, you know, sometimes that as we're going through the storm, that, you know, we wonder what's next, you know, and being able to reference it and God's not through with you yet. That's something that a lot of us can, you know, relate to, you know, as we're going through the storm or as people feel like they want to give up, you know, but God has blessed them with waking them up in the morning, and as soon as they open their eyes to know that God is not through with them yet, I commend you. A wonderful scripture, and I'll definitely be reading it tonight. Thank you.
It also speaks with people, and there's nothing wrong with being humble and having humility. To say that I'm not worthy. Again, God is the one that deems, you know, determines our worthiness, and we don't have to sit there and try to make that assessment for God. He's already done that.
Right. Amen. 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 Well, Minister Weathersby, of course, I will be tuning in later on this evening after Spiritual Sunday. I'll be tuning in to the program that you will be on. If you could just share the information.
It's called Be Inspired, Be Transformed, and the call-in number is 646-595-4620, and I'm getting ready to call in now.
All right. And we'll definitely, I know I'll definitely be calling in after a special Sunday to definitely share my testimony with everyone as well. And
amen.
We do thank you for being able to multicast this evening with us here on Spiritual Sunday.
Amen.
And we just thank you. And Sister Sherry, love you so much. You know, and we'll be speaking to both of you guys soon.
All right.
God bless.
If you can give that number again. Okay, you got it.
646-595 4620. 4620? 4620, yes.
Yes, okay, all right.
All right.
All right.
Dave, it's going to be you and I for the rest of the hour. What we're going to do is we're just going to go to a song, but the phone lines are still open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for. If you're listening from your PC, you can also just dial the number 646-200-3838 and press 1 to go on the air. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back, Dave.
Amen. Amen.
Marley, let's go get him!
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra piece that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Oh.
Anybody ready?
Oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone.
Oh,
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh,
I can see my wrong.
Oh,
but I'm here by grace.
Oh,
through Christ by faith.
Oh,
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain.
church begin?
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear a new song?
Oh,
see, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
and first he's starting right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water.
Oh,
we're close for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title.
Oh,
but do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain.
Yeah.
And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that.
Welcome back to GC Power Spiritual Sunday. Dave, we have a caller we're going to bring on the air.
Amen.
Welcome to GC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, everybody. This is Rich Money. How's everybody doing today? What's going on, Jay?
Yeah, I tell you, they're awesome, awesome, man. It's a pleasure to hear you tonight, Rich. And I was looking at those family photos, and I tell you what, man. Keep hope alive, I tell you what. Those are some awesome pictures, man. Those are some awesome pictures, man. I'm inspired, man. I'm inspired when I see those pictures because, you know what, it shows you how family is so important and how you cannot dismiss the importance of family in this life, especially right now in this time that we're in. We need family, and those pictures should inspire anyone that sees them to, if they have any kind of disputes or any kind of issues or whatever it may be, call on Jesus and forgive. And I'll tell you what, it says, somewhere in Romans 11, I believe it says, if you shall confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus, he will just go ahead and he will remove all the issues that you have in your life, especially with the family. Rich, I love you. I love BQ Palace. Come on, brother. I know you have a lot to say.
I love you too, man. I love you too, Dan. Yeah, man. It was a beautiful thing. It was a real beautiful thing. But I'm not even going to lie to you. Without Lavina there, I don't know what I would have done. Because I was like, oh, man. There was a fix of food and, you know, it was a real good thing. That was the third one. But the thing is, the first one, it's different parts of the family. The whole family didn't actually get together yet.
Wow.
The first part, it was one half of my other half of the family, which is my grandfather. The second part, it was immediate family, you know. And this third annual, this was on my father's side of the family. But everybody didn't get together yet. But every reunion, somebody pops up that we didn't see in a long time. You know, like uncle, that's like 72, popped up at the last one and everything. My cousin we ain't seen for years, they popped up, and it was a beautiful thing, you know. I was happy everybody came up. I was mad. I was so mad up there at 6 o'clock in the morning, Dave. It started at 12, then it comes to like 3:30, 4 o'clock. I said, I got all this food and this stuff and all this stuff out here. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, listen, I told Lavina, I'm going to go get this rice. If I come back and ain't nobody here, it's going to be a problem. They had me nervous. But, you know, and they do it every year. So you tell them the time and they always come late. But this year was one of the biggest ones we had. So every year I think it gets better. Because they talk about next year. Lavina talk about next year. My cousin talk about next year. I'm like, we gonna have to see about this here, because it's a lot of work when you do that. But it's good, you know. I'm glad to see my family. You know, ain't no family perfect. You know, we got our faults like everybody else. You know, but when we all get together, we all like to have fun.
So here's the question, Rick. Who was the responsible? I know Jesus Christ is responsible for bringing y'all together. But what human vessel did he use to orchestrate that whole thing together?
I did it.
Huh?
I did the whole thing. I do them every year.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
See, what happened the funny thing is, the very first one we had, I wound up meeting my cousins on Facebook. Because my grandfather had 11 kids on one side and 5 on the other. And I found the other kids on the other side, which is my cousin Mark Bell. And she knew everybody on that side. And me and her decided to do it the first year. And I just kept it going from there. But this last one, there with me and Lavina that did that. So everybody to bring something, got the shirts, you know, everything for everybody to drink and everything. It was a beautiful thing, though. It was real. It was real beautiful. But it's a lot of work. Huh?
You just said a key thing. You said yourself and Lavina. And they said a family that prays together not only stays together, but they bring everyone else together. You see how that works?
Exactly.
You see how that works, Chris?
Exactly. Because that's how it was.
You know, There's always someone in the family that knows everybody else, and my mother, she's like that.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, she's like that. We have family in England, we have family in Canada, we have family in the islands, we have family in New York, we have family in Florida. I mean, we have family we have family in Virginia, the Carolinas. And she knows, she has names, birth dates, everything for just about everybody in the family, and nobody else knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Sure. Yeah, our family stretch all kind of different denominations, all different color barriers, all different nationalities. You might be speaking some Chinese in a minute, because that's how our families all split up.
Okay.
My cousins are Dominican, so I'm Puerto Rican. My aunt's Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather was Puerto Rican. My grandpa was Puerto Rican. I mean,
okay,
Dominican that speaks, you know, I know a little bit. Like when we was in the park, I told one lady I know a little bit, and I said, "Como te llamas?" That was really a little bit. And she just
I said,
"Oh Lord, I don't know what to say. I just nodded in my head. Oh, okay, yeah. When she say something and she laughs, then I laugh. Oh, I don't know what she was saying.
He didn't know, but the one thing the lady did say, because we were out there in the morning. And little old lady too. She just came up and started talking to us and everything. And she's telling us that, you know, she's like, "Well, we're all family here. You're my sister. You know, you're my baby sister though, because I'm 72 years old. But don't tell anybody. You know." And we didn't know her. She literally just walked over to where we were setting up and just started talking to us and everything, and was saying, you know, she's 72 years old, and you know. She's thankful, you know, that God, you know, allowed her to live to be 72, you know, when she was talking about her children. And this was just like, when I tell you, been there setting up, and she just literally walks right over. And she's like, "Oh, party." So, you know, Richard's explaining to her about the family reunion and everything. And she's like, "Oh, okay." So she just continues to talk to her kids, you know, and how, you know, some people, you know, they discriminate against other people, but, you know, we bleed the same color, and that there's only one God, and we're all brothers and sisters, and it doesn't matter what she is or what I am or what Rick is. And she just kept on talking. When I tell you, she said she was going to the store. She went to the store. She did. She went to the store.
Uh-huh.
And Rich can tell you, the lady went to the store, she went home, changed her clothes, and came back for her chair.
Wow.
She sure did. She left and came back with her chair to sit right out there. And it was great. It was great. And as Rich was like, "All right, where's everybody at?" The lady was sitting right there, and she's looking around, and, you know, she's just talking. And I'm like, wow. Like, it's amazing how, you know, some people say, okay, the world is, you know, full of so much things, the violence and everything that's going on, you know, but this, you know, little lady not to know us and just come right up to us and sit and talk to us, you know, and, "Oh, we're family, you know, when that's all she kept saying. I said, "You know what, there are still some good people, you know, out there."
And what's funny, because when Lavina wasn't there, she came back, and I gave her a hot dog. And she was talking, and she said, "You know, you have a very nice family, and nobody's there." She was like, "For the simple fact that what she was thinking, that, you know, some people, when you go to talk to them, they'd be like, 'Oh, why are you talking to me? You don't know me.'" You understand?
Mm.
And the fact of this, you know, offering her a hot dog, and she's sitting there, and she's talking. But she was like, your family is blessed. You know, you got a good family. And ain't nobody there. I guess she was saying it because, you know, I talked to her, whatever, you know. Gave her a hot dog, water. She sat there. I made the kids go. I had the kids go get water. This 72-year-old lady wanted to go with the kids to get water, because I made them get water from the fountain to bring to put in a pan for the stir. And I made each one of them go one by one. And I had our two boys and our daughter out there, and our daughter's friend. You know, 6 and 7 years old, 10 year old. And she walked with each one of them and would not turn them back. She said, no, I'm going to walk with them to get the water, and I'm going to carry it. It's too heavy for them. I said, oh. But God is good, you know.
You know, that's interesting because I said earlier, by entertaining a stranger, you could have actually entertained Jesus and not even know. You know,
right.
So, you know, it's interesting how she came out of nowhere and she kept saying, we are family. You know,
yes.
It was like giving you a hint. Listen to what I'm saying. You know, and you may be thinking in the fleshly DNA level, but she was saying, listen, we are spiritual family. We are family by our beliefs.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And then you better. Oh man! And then guess what? She goes and she gets. It's like Jacob's well. She goes to the well with the children to get water, water of life.
I didn't think about that. And she went with each one of them, except for the youngest one. I mean, except for the oldest boy. What was funny about that was he went first. So then I had the youngest son go after him, and that's when the lady started going with them. You know, but she seen the arm on him. She said, maybe it's too heavy for him. Because he had the thing in his hand, then he put it under his arm. And she started walking with him. Then the youngest son, he got upset. He's 6 years old. He's talking about why she ain't go with the oldest one. I was like, listen, you know.
You know, the sad thing, though, is that the last time we had a family reunion was actually at my father's funeral. And that's the sad part about some of the families. Like, the only time you see them, I mean, they came from all over. Because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You know who made the call? My mother.
Mm-hmm.
She ran into that vault, man, and she started pulling out, it's about 400 names. And then you started seeing the people that came to the wake and the funeral, you're saying, wait a minute. These are people that you haven't seen in like 10, 15 years. You know,
mm-hmm.
and they show up for a funeral, for what we consider to be, you know, a negative event. They showed up for a funeral,
exactly.
as opposed to having coming together like how you guys did, coming together to rejoice life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we need more. We need more family reunions. We need more people like yourself showing people, listen, this is a blessed event,
exactly.
You know, and we need to celebrate each other's life. While we're here, while we can, while we can still smell the road.
I just want to bring someone on real quick, okay, guys?
Okay.
Hold on. Hi, Sister Sherry.
Hey, sweetheart.
Yes,
how are you? God
Sherry.
Bless everybody.
God bless you,
Brother Rich, for the day. I love you all. I just had to call in. I had a specialness for Sister Lavina. And
yes.
I just wanted to call in and say I love you all. I appreciate you all. Y'all encourage my heart so much. And I just wanted to say to you that according to the scripture in Romans 8, 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So what shall we say to these things, whatever we go through, what we going to say to these things? Hallelujah. If God be for us, what does it matter who's against us? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You all just keep up the good work. I love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Rich, you ain't seen nothing yet. My God. Brother Dave. Praise God. When I was listening to you, I said, all I kept hearing was this song. I got a river of life flowing out of me. It's going to continue to make the lame to walk and the blind to see. It's going to open prison doors. Hallelujah. And bring them out. Hallelujah. You got a river of life flowing out of you. And continue to be encouraged because that ministry there, praise God, is enhancing and advancing and that ministry of deliverance and healing, praise God. I just thank God for what I hear in each and every one of you. And I'm just so glad to be a small part of it. Just in the kingdom. I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom. You know, where there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I love y'all.
Love you.
Love you too. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm sitting here in tears. I just want to tell you, she's amazing. She's amazing. I go over to her in the screening room, and she's singing to me, and the tears just started flowing down. I do love you.
I love you with the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. Y'all keep praying for me.
Please keep praying for me.
I need y'all not just to survive, because you said we're more than conquerors. I'm doing more than surviving. We're thriving. We're more than conquerors. Mm. Mm-hmm. Through Christ that love us. That's what the words say.
Thank you so much.
Grace and peace to you all till we meet again.
Thank you, sister.
All right.
God bless you.
Mercy. Bye-bye. Amen. Well, you know, I'm glad you guys don't have a camera on me right now. Rich.
Yeah,
I'm glad you guys don't have a camera on me right now, because it'll be a sorrowful sight to see tears coming down a grown man's eye. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, man. If you don't cry, you're not a man.
You know what? I have to agree with that. I definitely have to agree with that, Rich. You know? And it's tears of joy. It's just knowing where you're going. You know, you know you're not lost. You know they're not lost. So we know where we're going. We know where we're going at the calling. You know, when that final bell has rung, we don't have to go and stand in line and wait for a number to see which door we're going to go into.
Okay.
Because you know what? We're going to be walking with someone's arm around our shoulder. And when we reach that gate, and Gabriel says, "Can I help you?" You're going to say, "I'm with him." Oh, my goodness.
That's wonderful. Huh? Truly wonderful. Truly wonderful. When I tell you, I didn't think that she was going to call in this evening. And when I went to her and she was singing, "You Are So Beautiful." But what she did was she twisted the words a little bit, and the way that she was singing it was she was telling me that I was so beautiful to him, you know.
Mm.
And it was so touching. She always sends like very, you know, motivational messages to me, her comments, you know, on my wall on Facebook. She's truly wonderful. And I'm thankful to, you know, have met her through Minister Weathersby, and he is an extremely lucky man. And I just, you know, she's great. She's wonderful. We're gonna go to a song real fast, and then we're gonna come back on the air. Amen.
My table to eat, but you know what?
The computer froze and everything. The devil is truly busy, truly, truly busy tonight because it was my computer was working just fine all that time. And then right after that song, I went to do some clapping and everything just froze and everything went blue. But the weird thing is it all came back on. So I'm thankful. I'm truly thankful. We have another caller we're going to bring on the air with us. Maybe.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. I don't know what's going on.
The devil is a lie. I am not claiming him. No, no.
Better be. Oh, no. Absolutely not. Amen. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well, really well.
Good.
Really well today. I was a little tired, but I'm feeling pretty energized at this point. The computer's acting up, but I'm okay. I don't know.
You know, it's funny, Linda. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's funny when the computer is attacked by the spirit, and here comes Jesus once again and say, be gone, get out of here, this is not your home, and there you go, that blue is now. I tell you what, you're the computer's answer, and I tell you what.
Listen, when I go to church, or when I went to church in first door, the pastor pull out his iPad and start reading from his iPad. I'm like, oh wow, really? We brought it into the churches now. The pastors are depending on their iPads, and you know he still keeps his Bible right there by his side. But he works by his iPad a lot too.
Wow.
But I must say I'm grateful. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm grateful that the Lord woke me up this morning and started me on my way, gave me a voice to talk, legs to walk, bread to eat, place to sleep, all that wonderful stuff. And I just wanted to call into the GQ Palace and share that with you all. And as usual, I'm asking for prayer. I know I need it, and I know the word of prayer, and I'm definitely praying for you all.
Amen. Thank you. And everyone, this is Rachel. She's she's family, but of course she's one of the hosts of the Diva Squad on Wednesdays. And Rachel's always busy and always working, but God is definitely transforming her for good things, for better things. And we are thankful, and I know, you know, she's thankful because she's a willing participant, and she's praying, and she's also trusting and believing in God. He has everything under control. And Rachel, I want to thank you for taking the time out to, you know, call in and join us this evening. You know, I know you're
a problem.
But that's how you feel.
Right. I've transformed my hours, my work hours, majorly. But I've also transformed my life majorly. I've been working out for the past 2 weeks.
Yay.
It's Monday next 2 weeks. And a lot of people don't know that I have gained like 80-something pounds in the course of 1 year. A major contribution to that has been my hypothyroidism. But I am not going to let that. I'm not going to let that get the best of me, and I am not claiming it. So I have made the choice to use my extra time to put into my health. I've been working out. I don't know if I've lost any weight in the past 2 weeks, but I feel great. I've been jogging a little. I've been walking. I've joined a gym, and I'm so grateful to be spending more time with... Thank you. I've been spending
Rachel.
More time with... Yes.
I would hate to be a dark spirit when you're in the park working out. I'll tell you why. I got to get out of there.
Wow. I've been eating healthier. I've been spending more time with the kids, and I feel wonderful, and I know that I am truly blessed, and I am so grateful.
Amen.
For the gracious Lord. I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for the GQ Palace family. Lavina, I am so grateful for the show. I try my best to call in every Sunday, you know, because I don't go to it often. Nowhere near as often as I want to and I need to. But God is working on that also. And I love you all. Continue to pray for me, please.
Oh, we love you, too. And I just want to say I had to point out the transformation only because you've been doing so great. You know, and when I spoke to you, you know, and you said, you know, I've been thinking about certain things, you know, and with the things that you've been thinking about, I just think it's wonderful how it's been, like, I think maybe like 2 weeks now, and everything that you always wanted to do, that you talked about doing, you're actually doing it now, you know.
Yes. And the Lord thank you. The Lord will put something in your heart. The Lord works in mysterious ways. 2 weeks before I made the career change or hours. I don't know what the swap. I haven't given it a name yet. But the change.
Transformation.
2 weeks before that, God put in my heart that I would like to stop doing so many evening hours at that job that I was working at. Number one, it was holding me back, and I was not getting paid a lot of money for that job, and it was very stressful. And I knew that I could work the job that I was working part time. I could work that job full time and still make up if I stopped working the evening job. But I hadn't gotten up the guts to put in my 2 weeks notice, and you know, so that would have kept on dragging on. But the second job, the PM job, let me go. So now I have that free time to do what I wanted to do, continue my school. Now I'm going to start going to school. And like I said, I've started working out. And now I can put more time toward working full-time with the job that I was working part-time, which I make double, you know, what I make at the part-time job. So God works in mysterious ways, and I'm so grateful that he has made this transformation possible for me.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Because you know that's God's doing. That was an accident. That was God's
exactly.
doing. That was preparing
exactly.
you know, for great things.
I'm entering a dead zone. So if my phone drops the call, I love you all again, and I am praying for all of y'all. Please continue to pray for me.
Yes, we will. We will. And
yes,
you continue
indeed.
To let God use you to do everything that he has called you to do.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mwah!
Oh, gotta love her.
Now, Dave and Rich, if you want to give words of encouragement, her call is probably going to drop because where she's driving. But if you guys want to give words of encouragement to her.
Well, you know, I've been following her. I'm not a stalker, but I have been following her. and you know, again, here's another person that is very inspiring. I see her with the baby. I see her pushing the carriage, and I see her, you know, getting her sweat on. And like she said, she's using the time given to her in a productive way. She's using the time given to her, not sitting around moaning and groping and saying, why me? But she said, why not me? Why don't I get out there and show the light that's been given to me? Why don't I get out there and get those hidden, secret, quiet demons that's lurking in those parks? Why don't I go out there and make myself present and get them out of there? We don't need them in our park. So her just walking around and spreading the light is getting that darkness out of there. And I tell you what, she's inspired me. She's inspiring a lot of other people. And just her testimony alone is going to get some listeners to get off the couch and get in the park as well. Rachel, I love you. I know the PQ family love you. And again, I'm not a stalker, but I'm going to continue to follow you.
Amen. Thank you. I love you too.
Oh, that's so funny.
He had to make sure he takes out that he's not a stalker a couple of times.
Oh, so funny.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you too. Thank you.
Wow. Rich, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
And I
would
just
like
want
to
say, Rachel, I am proud that you and honored that you're a part of the Jesus Palace family.
Yeah.
Like they say, everything is for a reason. So like
yeah.
you said, you know, what happened, you know, for the first one, which makes you able to do more things, you know, you could do with your kids as well because you work too hard. And some people do need a break, and you're always at work, and You got to learn to relax yourself sometimes. You understand? You know, you got to keep your body going, but You might be going with working 24 hours a day, because that's what you're doing. You're working two jobs, this many hours, that many hours. Then you got to come home and, you know, do with the kids, and you probably got to cook, and you understand? That's too much on one person. And like I said, God works in mysterious ways. And I'm very happy you're a part of the G. Catholics family, because a lot of things has to happen as well as you became part of the G. Catholics family. You understand? And you're not only my family in Jeepson Palace, you're my family biologically, by, you know, understand, like that, whether you want to believe it or not, you understand? Biologically, I see you as my cousin, my sister as well, you understand? And you play a big part in Jeepson Palace in your life and my life and Lavina's life as well, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm with GQ Palace to the end of eternity. I'm going nowhere. Y'all hear me?
We're going to hold you to that, too.
God willing, I'm with God for the long haul. I ain't going nowhere.
All right. All right. That is excellent, excellent. Oh, we're going to bring another caller on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, guys. This is Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hey, Kia.
Hello there, Kia.
How's everyone?
All right. How are you?
Blessed to be.
Good. I'm just thanking God for just life, health, and strength, and thanking Him allowing me to see another day. Thanking God for Safe Travels down to Pittsburgh, and Safe Travels bringing us back to New Jersey. And this is a time that my family, you know, just my family, we get together, we make this trip down to Pittsburgh. We're big football fans. My mother always likes to travel with us. We don't know why. She's not a football or sports person, but she just loves to be around us when we go up to Pittsburgh. So she had a great time as always. And, you know, we had a ball. But I always ask, why are you going? But, you know, she loves to see us around all the sports people and how we, you know. So we take this time, whether it's the third week or the second week of August, to go down to camp and watch the Phillies practice for 4 days and same hotel, same people. So it's been a blessing. It's been a joy. I thank God for the highways, especially coming up those mountains, coming back this way. Your eyes get a little tired, but, you know.
Yeah.
People are the safe way trap back here to West Orange and everybody else that left to go back to their destination. So I'm just thanking God. He's awesome, good, you know. I have no complaints. There is no complaint. There should be no complaint. God is good. He's still on the throne. That's the most important thing. When I wake up in the morning, knowing He's still on the throne.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And we are truly happy that you made it safe and sound with the family. And, you know, you said it right. Mom's not a sports fan, but guess what?
She's
she
not.
Loves
oh, my God.
Fans, but she loves
yeah,
being around
yeah,
fans.
Yeah. That's what it is.
She's
definitely not, Levine. Oh, my God. She thinks we are awful people doing football season. She thinks we don't know how to tone our tongues. But she loves going up the Pittsburgh. But I'm even like, when the first time she went, I'm like, what is this? Why do I have to go make this trip with you after my trip? And I had to give her the rules, Lavina. Mom, do not talk to me or bother me while I'm watching this game. You know, do not. The cooler is here. Everything is here. I'm going to wait. Do not call me on my cell phone. If you're bleeding, just go out. Do not, you know. But she has the time when she goes up here. And she met some other people who bring their mother, so they be talking. So I'm glad she likes to just start to be like a nice little 3 year now. But the third.
Right. See, that's excellent. That's
so,
look,
I thank God for you.
That is excellent. That is excellent. And we're happy that you were able to go and travel safe, and you know everyone had a good time. Look, and I'm sure we'll hear all about it. I know there was a couple of games I think that took place, so we'll hear about it on Tuesday. or the Mayor Show. I don't know sports, but one day I'm going to learn. So this way I can give my input on it. But it's definitely, you know, an honor for you to always call in, you know, into the shows and, you know, just show love and support. And we welcome you, and we always have a wonderful time. So we're truly thankful for you, Kia. Kia's full drop, but she actually, she just got back, but she's still traveling. Actually, this is her calling back in, so we'll put her on the air. Kia, you there?
I'm sorry, guys. With my niece, I'm pushing it, but, you know, it's always something when you have kids around and then you wait for...
and everyone knows that's, look, Kia said it's always something when you have kids around. Kia, there's always kids around us. There's always kids around us, always, you know, especially when you have children, you know, they're always around. They're always around. They're always pressing buttons and moving around and stuff. But we do thank Kia for definitely calling into the show and being a big supporter of DC Palace. It's always an honor to have someone just call in on all the shows and just show us support. And, you know, it lets us know that, you know, they're thankful to the work that we're doing. You know, and we're thankful that God has allowed us and still has allowed us to continue to do the work that we're doing. So it's wonderful, and we're all thankful for that. We do have another show that's going to be coming up this evening. It's called Crossroads Temple with Brother Faith Walker. He'll be starting the show at 9 o'clock, and it's called Crossroads Temple. So he'll be interviewing hip-hop and gospel artists, well, gospel hip-hop artists or gospel artists. If anyone's ever looking to go on the air and play their music, and they're a gospel artist here on Sundays, Brother Faith Walker, he is the brother that will take care of all of that information. So, any and everyone is always willing to call in and show support, or you can always press the one button if you'd like to get your feedback on the music that he is playing. And that's Crossroads Temple from 9 to 10. It's every Sunday from 9 to 10. What we're going to do real fast is we're just going to go to another song, and then we're going to end the show in prayer, which Brother Dave will be doing for us this evening. So if everyone can just hold the line. Yeah, surprise, surprise, right? Yeah, I must say, in the beginning part of the show, when Minister Weathersby was about to start in prayer, and somehow the call dropped, and I ended up praying for the initial part of the show, and Brother Dave called in, and he was just fully loaded, fully charged, and the Spirit was just right for him, and he was. He said, I just called to, you know, just to share about the church that has been feeding and clothing, you know, over 100 people, you know, each week. And we're like, oh, okay. And the next, you know, he continues to go on. And we were just like, wow. And before I can even ask him, Minister Weathersby was like, oh, maybe Brother Dave can end in prayer this evening. So, look, so he was volunteered, and usually I'm the person that puts him on the spot. But Minister Weathersby actually just said, well, maybe Dave can do it. Spoke to him, got the confirmation, and he prayed on it and got the confirmation. So he's going to be closing in prayer this evening. So we're going to go to a song, okay. And then when we come back, we'll end the show in prayer by Brother Dave. Everyone just hold the line. Amen.
That is the word
endured my ways with truth to be prepared to be filled by you. I repent, I turn away, no longer does sin have a hold on me. To your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me. Through your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am His own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down at His throne. Turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me. Through your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.
Amen. Amen. Brother Dave, we're going to attempt to bring Kia on the air. Her call keeps dropping. And then after we speak to Kia for a few minutes, then we're going to end in prayer for this evening.
Awesome.
Sorry, Kia, guys. My niece pushed the button. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, I was so tired right now. And I didn't even realize he touched it until I turned around. It was like she just touched it. And believe me, I love it. They went with her. They traveled with us. I love my nieces and nephews, but sometimes I'm glad when they get ready to go home. Lord knows I'll be glad. 4 days was enough for me. 4 days was enough. I am not in a rush.
That's the point of returning them, right? This way you can return
exactly.
them
exactly. And then I get pissed when they late come to pick them up. You got something over here. You better come get her.
Yeah.
Come get her quick.
Wow.
But see,
but they were a joy. They're
any.
Always a joy. They're always a joy to go. So. And they know how to stay still.
We don't have any. But we have them. And when I tell you, they're a handful, and you can't bring them back, and you can't drop them off.
I know.
They're yours.
And, and she's attached to me. She doesn't go to anybody. She's so attached to me. It's so. If she sees my mother, she'll go to my mother. But when she sees me, she's attached. If she can't, I have to run around and then go here and listen to this, whatever. She's attached. And she's a busy 1 year old.
Oh, she's one. Oh,
and
yeah.
Her father is late picking her up. He said he'll be right back. When we got the highway, he split. He said, I'm going to meet you up back at the house. He ain't yet get here. And I've been back in Jersey maybe like an hour and a half. And it's going on 2 hours. He has yet to come pick her up. They know what they're doing. Her parents know what they're doing.
Let's go
get that baby.
You're right.
They know what they were doing.
Brother Dave is going to close in prayer. Minister Weatherby,
I was trying to hope I can get in for the prayer. That's what I was hoping I can get back in for the prayer.
Oh, yeah. Look, you're here, and we're about to end in prayer now. Minister Weatherby was with us until 8 o'clock, and then he's actually a guest minister on a show.
Right, he said that last week.
On a program tonight. He inspired and transformed. So anyone that's looking to call in to show him some support, the number is 646-595-4620, and he'll be on from 8 to 9:30 this evening. So whoever wants to call over and definitely hear him there, they're more than welcome to. He'll be discussing both his books that he has out, Unless God Built a House, which I read that one very good, and the second one is Check the DNA. So he'll be over there just explaining about his books and about family and the setting and the structure and everything. So he'll be doing that this evening. So anyone that's looking to tune in, you can always call on that number and listen to Minister Weatherby speak, because he's a guest minister. But here on Spiritual Sunday, at the 9 o'clock hour, we have Brother Faith Walker, who his show is called Crossroad Temple, where he interviews up-and-coming hip-hop gospel artists, pioneers, you name it, anything that is gospel-related, he is the person to contact. Definitely here on Crossroad Temple at 9 o'clock. So for everyone that's listening right now, you can always stay on the line so you can hear his show. He'll have on special guests, and you can always press the one button after he gives them the interview and he plays some of their music. You can listen to the music. And also, you can press the one button to go on the air to give them feedback on the music. So we've come to that point of the show on Spiritual Sunday, where we're going to end in prayer with Brother, I want to call him Brother Dave Brown this evening. He's definitely going to end in prayer. He called in this season, and he was on a roll, and he's prayed on it, and we've prayed on it, and he has confirmation, and he's going to end in prayer for us this evening. But before he does that, just want to take a few minutes out and thank everyone for calling in to speak to our Spiritual Sunday. Thank you to the callers, the listeners. We didn't have any guests on this evening, but we are so thankful that it was a wonderful show, and we thank all the callers for just taking a few minutes out for calling in to joining us on Spiritual Sunday, sharing your testimony and what you're thankful for. We did have some new callers this evening, and we are thankful, and we are truly blessed, and we're humbly honored that they actually took the time to actually call us here on Deacon Tyler Spiritual Sunday, because all are welcome here. And we are going to thank Brother Dave in advance for ending in prayer with us on Spiritual Sunday this evening.
Amen.
Ready,
and thank you all. Yes.
Amen.
I wanted to start initially in prayer, but I'm getting a word, and this word is actually think, meaning everyone, before we speak, we have to think. Each word, each letter in the word think means T, is it true? The H, is it helpful? The I, is it inspiring? The N, is it necessary? And the K, is it kind? Before we speak, think. And that's what these letters mean. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom we pray to our Heavenly Father, Father of Abraham, Father of Isaac, and Father of Jacob. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight, and I ask your Heavenly Father to bless those who are with us and those who are not with us, Father. Father, I ask you to bless Penny, the caller who called in, who is an inspiration to those who are listening. She may have lost a limb, but she has gained a family. She has gained wisdom, and she has gained everlasting life. Father, I thank you. I ask you to bless Rachel, Kim. I ask you to bless Lovina, O Heavenly Father, and Richard. I ask you to bless Sherry. And I also ask you to bless Mr. Weatherby and also Amanda, the secret caller who didn't want to press that one. Father, I come before you, and I repent of any sins or any inequities, O Heavenly Father, in my past, in my present, or in my future. Heavenly Father, I ask that any work that is coming against the lives of those who are listening, those who are here, in any negative fashion, O Heavenly Father, I ask that that be canceled in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your salvation. I thank you for your healing. I thank you for your deliverance and your prosperity, O Heavenly Father. I thank you, O Heavenly Father. And any hidden or any secret enemies operating behind the scenes, O Heavenly Father, I ask, O Heavenly Father, that you allow that to be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost and uncovered forever. Heavenly Father, I command every generational sin in my life, in the lives of Lavina and Richard, the callers, the listeners, I, Father, and any of our ancestors, be disconnected from their heritage now, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over our children, over the listeners, over the callers, over the GQ family. Father, I ask that the blessings flow through all of us in your name, O Heavenly Father. And Father, I ask that any curses that's operating, either demonic through umbilical cord, be severed in the name of Jesus, O Heavenly Father. Father, I come before you, O Heavenly Father, because I know we are destined for greatness. Father, I know that your words are here for us to adhere to. Father, I know that your words are to be written on our hearts, O Heavenly Father, that we may come to you at any given time. Because I know, O Heavenly Father, that you are our Savior, you are our salvation. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, O Heavenly Father. And I ask and I pray that you and only you, O Heavenly Father, will be our guide. Father, you say the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. And Heavenly Father, we all step forth to you in faith through grace. Father, we thank you for this program. We thank you for the GQ family. Father, we thank you for especially Sherry once again, because I tell you, Father, she's an inspiration. And we all love her, and we all want to make sure that whatever she's going through right now, O Heavenly Father, that we as a family will pray together, and whatever it is, that it be removed and canceled in your name, in Jesus' name. Father Elohim, Yahweh, we call you. We say, Abba, Abba, Father, hear us, O Heavenly Father, for we are your children. We are highly favored, O Heavenly Father, and we come before you again on bended knees, and we know that our words will not return void, O Heavenly Father, because we pray to you in earnest, we pray to you in love, we pray to you in understanding, O Heavenly Father. And we know that, Heavenly Father, anything that comes against us will be deflected like the shield and buckler. For I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He shall not allow our feet to be moved. Jesus, we thank you. And I once again, I plead the blood of Jesus on our listeners and on our hosts and on Mr. Lutherby and Sherry. And we thank you, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Blessings be to us all. Traveling mercies.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bays, and everyone have a safe and blessed week. And we look forward to speaking to everyone, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, because there will be no spiritual Sunday next week, Sunday. So we look forward to speaking to everyone in 2 weeks. Have a blessed and safe week, and God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you. God bless.
And many of us want the anointing, but we're trying to go into a new season with an old way of doing things. We must flow into this new season with more prayer, more supplication, more seeking God's face. Because the time must come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
By faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness.
It is a perfecting of the saints. When we come together in worship, when we come together in praise, that's where the power is unleashed. That's when prophecy can come forth. That's where the word of knowledge can come forth. That's where the word of wisdom can come forth. When the power of God in unity, in unity.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Crossroad Temple. I'm your host, Minister Faith Walker. glad that you can join us. Amen. I give God praise. I thank Sister Levine and the rest of the saints for a smooth transition. Right now, we're getting ready to go to a word of prayer, our word of prayer. But first of all, we're going to do our disclaimer. The views expressed on this broadcast in no way may reflect any staff of the GQ brand or management. This program is not a reflection. It's not a ratchet. It's the sword of the God structured and ordered by the anointing. There will be no defiled language by anyone on this program at any given time. Violators will be dismissed in Jesus' name. Like I said, you are tuned into the Worldwide Crossroad Temple. We got an awesome show for you this evening. Amen. We're going to get into our word of prayer, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint this broadcast, Lord God. Allow the words and meditation of my heart to be guided by the Holy Spirit, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you touch the guests tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we break yokes tonight, Lord God. We come against anything that's not of you, Lord God. Touch the guest family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Send your angels out over the airwave, Lord God. Touch that person, Lord God, who may be listening. Let everybody who tunes in come away with something at the end of the day, Lord God, something empowering. Let somebody who need that next level, Lord God, get confirmation tonight. Lord God, I ask it in the name of Jesus. I speak to your dry, desolate place right now by the Spirit of God, and I ask that you come alive to the things of God in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Right now, we're going to go into our opening scripture before we bring on our guest and introduce her. Amen. We're going to be coming from First Epistle of Peter, second chapter, and it reads, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies, amen, and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believe on him shall not be confounded. Unto you thereof which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. In Jesus' name, I've just read the first epistle of Peter, second chapter, verses 1 through 7. Amen. We bless the hearers and doers of God's holy word. Amen. Like I said, you're tuning to Crossroad Temple. The number to chime in, amen, after the woman of God give her her interview and testimony, amen, is 646-238-3838 on the World Wide Web. You can definitely press 1, amen, if you hear anything you want to chime in on at any given time. Amen. We also give a special shout-out to Darren Deke, amen. I know he played some tracks the other night. He's working on that project for those of you who are inquiring. Definitely get that Christian Walk. It's available on YouTube. And also GOE, he just got back in town. He's about to go back on tour. And also, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, we had Apostles on there last week, the quartet group from the 305. They had their single, Jesus on the Main Line. And also, I'd like to send special thanks to New Covenant Fellowship and Green Pond, who supported the Wordplay 2 today. Many have picked up that book and added it to their reading collection. I thank you, God, and I thank you for Apostle Kenneth White. Love you all dearly. And also, special shout-out to Davine out there in Orangeburg, amen. Get his song, Bathsheba, which is also on YouTube. Very excellent song. Definitely check that out. But now at this time, I'd like to bring on our guest tonight. She's a Proverbs 31 woman. I don't say that to gas her up. Amen. And she's a mother. She's a wife. Amen. She's a psalmist. Amen. She's a Church of God in Christ native, but now she's a member of Mount Olive Baptist Church. Amen. She's been featured on the movie soundtrack, Queen City, featuring Vivica Fox. Amen. She's also a writer who labored heavily on this project. We know that's very few in the days where gospel artists are doing their own writing, where she's written on her own project. But we're going to get into all of that. I want Buffalo to stand up, body of Christ, show your love for our sister. Amen. Arnetta Williams, amen. Arnetta. Sister Arnetta, how you doing? Oh, Okay, do we have technical difficulties? Sister, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, praise God, amen. The enemy ain't going to stop this one. You going to do this interview.
I'm here.
Amen. Well, first of all, I know you're a busy woman of God, amen, and I know y'all doing a lot of laboring up there. Amen. For those who don't know, tell them who is Annetta Williams, amen.
Still hear me. I make sure you can still hear me.
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
I'm a wife. I'm a mother. Most of all, I'm a woman of God. I fear God more than man.
Amen.
And my main focus is to make sure that my worship is real and that my worship and my praise is great before God's eyesight. So that's the being of Annetta Williams. I want to make sure that when I worship, it's my last worship. I want to worship as if it's my last worship. So that's Annetta Williams. I don't paint any great pictures about me because I want to remain humble because I do recognize that my gift has not been given to me from anyone else, not my parents and not my husband, but I know God is the author and the creator of my life. So I want to remain humble and say that I minister in song because he gives me the opportunity to do it.
Wow. Well, amen. You don't get me shouting up on here. I'm trying to do the interview because a lot of folks don't know. She preaches too, amen. She ministers the word of God, amen. So don't get me shouting up here. I'm going to go ahead and move right along, amen. Amen. We don't want to stir up the waters, amen. But clarify something for those who don't know. What is a psalmist? So people can be very clear on what a psalmist is.
Well, I'm not really caught up on titles. A lot of people use that psalmist for me because they say the Lord allows me to bring a sermonic song to people, so they use the word psalmist. Of course, me, I'm like I explained to you a couple days ago when we talked. My title is the servant, I'm not. But a psalmist is someone who can present the word of God in a song. And when I say a song, I'm talking about the true word of God. I'm talking about through Genesis to Revelation. I'm not talking about somebody that can give you a song that just make your flesh feel good, but your spirit as well.
Yeah.
So that's a psalmist.
Amen, amen. Well, before we get into the first song, which is a work in progress.
Wow.
Yeah. You said, wow. So what is the story? What is the work in progress? And we're going to get into about your book that's about to come out soon. But what is the work in progress?
The work in progress, actually, I was in the car driving. And, you know, as we all go through things in life, and sometimes you could be in the bondage of people. And when I said the bondage of people, that's people's views of what they think you should do, how they think you should act, how they think you should be. And at that time, I was caught up in the bondage of people pleasing. And it became a toll on me because in the meanwhile, you're trying to please everybody, and then you're not pleased yourself. So you become very transparent to people, but not to yourself. So in doing work in progress, the words came as just a flow of saying people may not like the way I look. They may not like the way I sound. They may not like the way I dance. They may not like the way I praise him. But continue to know that I'm a work in progress just as you are, okay? Because we all are not finished products until the rapture comes and then our names are called on the roll. Then we are. So that was the purpose of work in progress, is to explain that we all are under construction every day.
Amen. Amen. Well, amen. This is track one. I think we're going to get started on this first track, Work in Progress. Amen. I've been bumping it. I've been bumping it, amen, and bobbing my head to it. That's the song I was talking about, amen, the work in progress. But I like that work in progress, amen. And I know a lot of people, they're gonna wave their hands, they're going to shout. They're like, she feels just like I feel, work in progress, amen. God didn't finish that, amen. So go ahead and introduce this song right quick.
This is Work in Progress. You may not like the way I look, but just remember, I'm a work in progress.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to just a servant that's working to be your mirror who reflects Jesus through every blessing and miracle. Every step that is critical and hard if I'm living through. I ain't supposed to be perfect. I'm called to a purpose. I'm supposed to point the world to the risen Savior. At the same time that I direct traffic, be your advocate and show love to my neighbor. But I still have my moments. I know this and I am not focused on living how I'm supposed to be. God didn't work out on the clock, never quit in time, so he's not finished with the job that he called me. I am just an object in his project, and his process is something we gotta process. So my progress is ordered by the Most High. Yo, be patient if he's putting in overtime. My God is still working. My God is still working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You had just listened to A Work in Progress by Anetta Williams, the psalmist. Amen. Sister Anetta, who was that, the lyricist on the end of that song?
That is Julius Chosen Spencer. He's the recording artist as well. And he is an awesome, dynamic singer. And he raps. I don't even want to say he raps. I want to sound young. I'm going to say he spits the word of God.
He spit the word of God. You can't go wrong with that, sister. You definitely could. Especially when you spit in the word, amen. But,
yes. It got to be in you to spit it, you know?
Amen, amen. Amen. So, amen. But shout out to the chosen one on the track, amen. Shout out to him, amen. Keep doing what you do. It sound nice, brother. Sound nice, brother. So do we have any projects out there that people can check for while we speak of the chosen one?
He actually does. He has at least 3 or 4 projects out. He actually does. He has one project that I love, and it's called Prayer Changes Things. Oh, my God. He's on CD Baby. His name is Julius Chosen Spencer. He is awesome.
Amen. I know the people of God, they're going to check it out right now. Amen. Amen. But I definitely like that track. Amen. All right.
Thank
so getting
you.
Back to you, woman of God, when did you know that music was one of your callings?
I have, I've been singing since I was 9, but I don't think I really truly recognize my gift. It's funny how you don't recognize your gift until you go through turmoil in your life. And then you recognize that God has given you a gift to get you through the turmoil.
Yeah.
And that then the singing was a comfort zone for me because it allowed me to, you know how to minister to myself when I was going through. Because you know we minister to ourselves before we minister to anybody else, right?
All right now.
So that, I didn't really pick that up until after I had my son. And I want to say that was probably in my late 20s where I realized that, you know, God has really given me a gift to minister to myself as well as to others. But I didn't take hold of that gift really in trueness until about 5 years ago when I really truly realized that everything I went through in life, it was for my vocal cords to be used for his glory.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Yeah, I felt that. Amen.
So at that time, I realized that my offer of worship and praise to God had to be a sacrifice, and it had to be the fruit of my lips and giving thanks to his name.
Yeah.
And that worship can't be anything that I participate in and I can't observe in, but I have to really take part in it.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I realized that probably, I want to say, in about five or six years ago, I realized it, that my worship had to be genuine before his eyes.
Oh, praise God. Okay, now before we get into Rain on Me, amen. Now, Rain on Me, now, I like Work in Progress. That got me bobbing my head. So now when it comes to when we about to get our worship on, so I just want to prepare the people of God. We about to get our worship on. I like Rain on Me. I like Rain on Me, and I was listening to it, and I got spaced out. Amen. I got spaced out. So tell us about Rain on Me.
When I wrote Rain on Me, I was thinking about Proverbs 12 and 15, which speaks of the way of the fool is right in his own eyes. And sometimes we don't realize that God is right for us, and we always saying, God, I need you, and I need you right now, God. And God is telling us every day that
every time it showers in our lives, he's putting the rain on us. So this song came to part because I just extended my worship to God and said, God, you know, I may not make all the right decisions and I may not speak the way you want me to, but God, I want your rain to continually fall on me. Rain on me, God. Just even if you just give me a little sprinkles of your love and just rain on me. And that's how this song came apart.
Amen. Well, we get into Rain on Me. People of God, kick back, relax, let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you right now. We're about to get into Rain on Me. You heard it here first on Crossroad Temple. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just got into Rain on Me. Rain on Me. Sister Annetta Williams. Amen. I got people all around me. They tuning in. They shaking their head like, yeah, 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 yeah. You know, so praise God.
Now, amen.
What glory you was in when you wrote that song? That song is special.
That song, I wrote that song when I'm very transparent. I was really like doubting my marriage and doubting my career and doubting, you know, going through generational family curses. And I was like, oh, God, I feel like everything is tumbling down. I need you to just rain.
Right.
Whatever you could do, just rain. And it was really at a very low point. But it's like I always get to the low point, but I know who to call on.
Right.
So it helps me get through everything. So I just asked God to rain on me, and I just wanted it to be a ballad to him, to you, God, you know. So that's where Rain on Me came.
Amen. Y'all need to go get this album. Now, before we get into Tis So Sweet, before we get into that, where can people get your project at?
If you're not in the local area of Buffalo, New York, where I live at, and a lot of people be confused, think it's New York City. It's not New York City. I'm 8 hours or 9 hours away from New York City. It's in Buffalo, New York, Rochester,
right,
where we're around. You can get it at Doris Records in Buffalo, New York. You can get it at record theaters. You can get it at Bender's and Buffalo, New York. But if you are out of state, you can get it online at CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes. If you live in Georgia, you can get it at the Olive Branch in Olive Branch store in Georgia. Right now, we're just trying to get it out as much as possible. If there's some promoters that are listening and you're interested in getting this project in your hand, you can contact me at awmanagement25@gmail.com. Or on Facebook, I'm Annetta Williams. I'm on Facebook every day posting something encouraging to a brother or sister in Christ. But you definitely can get your hand on the project.
Amen. Leaders, pastors, apostles, prophets, fivefolders, overseers, you need to get this woman of God in your sanctuary and let her bless the atmosphere with that voice of hers. Amen. You need to get her in there. Amen. Get her in there and take care of her. Amen. Let her bless your congregation. Amen. Now, I want to ask you a question. Now, you came from a church originally that, a church branch that's kind of legendary for some of the most anointed singers. I mean, such as the Clark Sisters, and then you had it originally founded by Bishop Charles Mason, amen, the late Bishop G. Patterson, and now Charles Blake, I believe. How did that help you develop as a singer, being in the Church of God in Christ, singing with the Holy Convocation Choir?
Oh, you had to hone into your gift. You had to perfect your gift. Growing up around Matty Watts Clark and all of the phenomenal singers, and my mom, Daisy Kirkwood, all of them, you had to get up there and you had to know your craft. You had to know your words. You had to pronounce your words. You had to know your key and stay in your key. So it was very, very important. I tell people now, I laugh about it now, where we had rehearsals. And they said we was going to rehearse from 6 to 8. We don't went from 6 to 8. We did 12 songs.
Wow.
And you went through them songs. You knew your key. You knew where you was at. When we came back next week, wasn't nobody reteaching nothing. It was like, so it was, for me, it was a good foundation because it taught you to comprehend what you learned. And if you really had a passion for it, the comprehension level wasn't a problem because it was in you.
Amen, amen. Now, you've been up on stage with one of my favorite groups. You've been up there with my boy, the Canton Spirituals, Harvey Watkins. You know, oh, Harvey. You know, you've been up there with old Harvey. You know, what was that experience like? Because, you know, he have church wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah. I grew up around Quartet with my mom and my mom brothers and the Kirkwood family. So I was used to being around Quartet. But being on the stage, I got one before he did, kind of opened it up, set the atmosphere. And
he just came and just wrecked the house. I mean, he's just a true praiser, and he really wrecked the house. And he encouraged me on that day. He was like, you know, you really got a quartet voice. And I'm looking at him like, no, I don't. But then I realized that he had some, you know, there was some validity in what he was saying. I do know, because you are a product of what you be around. So I recognize that God has made me very versatile. I can do quartet. I can do worship. I can do anything the Lord has anointed me to do. But it was refreshing.
Say what you said just now again. You said something that quickened me. You said that you are a product of what? A product
my
of
environment. My environment, my atmosphere, what I was raised around.
Oh, Lord, I'm trying not to have church over here. Let me go right along.
Because people get confused with that, because the world uses it in a negative aspect. Well, you know, if you're a product of your environment, so some things you do negatively. And I tried to change the worlds around and say, I'm a product of my environment, that I have the ability to break any curse that you think my environment has had or suffered upon. But now I'm speaking life on my life, okay, and the situations in my life. And that's why I can say I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of women that knew how to pray, women that knew how to worship, women who knew how to fall on their face to seek God's face. So that's why I'm a firm believer that I'm a product of my environment.
Amen. You up here prophesying, preaching, amen. And
cut
shout
it
out. Brother.
Stop it.
Shout out to Brother Chris on the check-in. He said, when you speak, you either give things life or you kill them. Whether good or bad, the power of the tongue is life and death. My God is awesome. Amen. Confirmation.
Amen.
Shout out to Brother Chris on the check-in. Amen.
Amen.
But now we're about to get into Tissel Sweet. Amen. So y'all just kick back. If you want to introduce this song, Woman of God, just tell them what they're in for, what this song, Tis So Sweet.
Tis So Sweet actually speaks for itself. We all know the taste of God and the taste of Jesus and having him in your life. It makes you say how sweet he is. And just sometimes you just want to lavish on that flavor of God. So that's what Tis So Sweet is. And because I'm in a Baptist church, I love him. But I said, God, I'm going to give this a different spin so the people can understand that how sweet God is. It's not just a traditional hymn, but I wanted to give it a little twist to it, but not lose the definition of the hymn. So this is so sweet.
Amen, amen. Y'all heard it here first, amen, on the Crossroad Temple. Tis So Sweet.
Good.
Crossroad Temple. We are coming to the end, amen, of our program, but we just heard "'Tis So Sweet," amen, by our sister Annetta Williams, amen. This is a psalmist who ushers in God's kingdom with her voice, amen. And that song, "'Tis So Sweet," amen, takes you into his presence, amen. It's very soothing, amen. Some people say, I just feel I can go to sleep off that, amen. You feel like you're in that secret place, amen. Amen. I know you've heard that before, amen. So, but what, "'Tis So Sweet," when I first saw the track, let me tell you what went through my mind. I thought that it was, you know, the old school way, you know. Like you
really?
Said, you know, yeah, I thought it was "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." You know, I was thinking more of that line. Then when I was thinking that, and I got something totally different. You know, I got something totally different. So
it's amazing. Yeah. A lot of people think that when they see "'Tis So Sweet" and they see "Have Thy Own Way" on my CD, the first thing they say is, "Oh gosh, he got a traditional CD. It's 'Tis So Sweet, Have Thy Own Way." And then when they hear it, they're like, "Whoa, what made you do that?"
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
So now I come to the part of the program. We know that you're married because I said that when you came on. I said that you were married. So tell us, how long have you been married?
20-plus years to the same man.
Our Father, Jesus. Can we get a round of applause on here? I mean, please, can we get a round of applause? 20-plus years?
Yes. And I still like them.
They don't know what to do. They don't know whether to give you a yoo-hoo. They don't know whether to give a clap. Because let me tell you something, I'm going
to
shout out to Deacon, man. Shout out to Deacon, amen. You're covering your husband, amen.
Yes.
Many people want to know how y'all do it. How did y'all do it? By God.
Well, first of all, you got to put God first. He has to be first. And you got to be friends with God. You got to be friends with God first. You got to love him first. And then he sets a balance. Is every day going to be sunshine? Oh, no. Without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to have some storms, you're going to have some tornadoes, some earthquakes, everything. But in the midst of every storm, you have to realize that your storm keeper is God. And
amen.
So he's the one that's keeping us. At this time, I say to everyone that we're on grace time, me and my husband. You know, our kids are almost out the door, so we on grace time. So as soon as they out of here, we floating with grace.
Amen. Well, we got somebody on the check-in. We got the EMG on the check-in. Lady J, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord. Oh, my
amen.
Goodness. I'm going to get this CD as soon as I can. I encourage listeners. I
encourage every listener to go get this CD. It's on CDBaby.com. If you would like to hear more of her tracks, you can go to CDBaby.com. That's where I heard it. But I'm just, it's those tracks that I heard tonight. I said, I got to get those. I got to get this album. And, you know, and I just want to, you know, encourage you, woman of God, you know, because I know you're busy. You know, I know you're always, I don't know, old and giving out. So even tonight, we decree strength upon you, upon your marriage, upon your ministry, upon your voice. And just,
amen.
We just want to encourage you to keep moving forward. You know, cause, you know, we have talked just a little bit or just went back and forth and texting or whatever. But, you know, I just want to praise God for your ministry because there's not a lot of singers that I know that actually, you know, pushing God's kingdom and, you know, and really concerned about the people. A lot of people are just worried about making some money or getting their name out there. But we praise God for your humbleness. We praise God for your call.
Bless you.
And just be strengthened today, woman of God. But I really enjoyed you tonight, you know, and I had somebody call me and say, oh, it's boring. I said, see, because we used to people, you know, being something that they're not, trying to be something that they see on TV, but I thank God for your realness. Amen. And just,
amen.
You know, keep fighting this good fight of faith. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Keep me in your prayers. Just keep me in your prayers that I remain in his will and his favor is what I'm looking for. So, amen.
Yes, and we will, amen. And we will. And we will, you know, but on the behalf of Inner Praise and Media Group, we will do it. We will work with you, anything that you need us to do. Just give us a call, shoot us an email, shoot us a text, and we'll do what we can to, you know, help promote what you're doing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And also shout out to GQ Palace, amen, who powers this program, Crossroad Temple. Shout out to Rich Money Archibald and executive producer Lavina, amen. Shout out to them for all the work that they do behind the scenes, making things happen on GQ Palace. So definitely encourage you to check out Spiritual Sunday. That comes on 7 o'clock every Sunday. But next Sunday, there will be no programming next Sunday because the CEO has CEO business to attend to, amen. So there will be no GQ Palace on next Sunday, amen. So you can use that time to get into the Word instead of listening to us, amen. You get into your Word, amen. And tell us what you learn when you call in next week. Amen. Amen. Well, woman of God, I want to ask you about your book briefly before we let you go. I ain't going to let you get out of here because I saw the title and I said, okay. A Godly Woman with a Purpose. All right. Give me the jewel behind that.
Okay. A Godly Woman with a Purpose. That book will be coming out, I want to say, February or March. If there's any holdups, I will notify you on social media. But it'll be coming out soon. The journey of the book is basically explaining each stage in my life where there was obstacles of abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse to myself, emotional abuse to myself, again, speaking the bondage of people, and basically the sicknesses and the illnesses that I went through was surrounded in the base of them was for unforgiveness. So the book just basically talks about every aspect in my life as an adolescent to a teenager to a mother, until where I'm at right now, understanding that I had to go through all that to get to my divine purpose and recognizing that there was a plan for my life. And in the midst of the plan, I had to later recognize my purpose, and now I'm at the point where I can walk into my destiny. So that's the logistics of the book, and it will be out soon, and I know it's going to bless many women. And the foundation of the book is based out of Mark with the woman with the issue of blood.
I almost don't want to let you go, amen, but you've come to the end of our broadcast so quick, amen. I had a listening party, amen, in the house, amen, and everything. While I'm here doing this interview, amen, everybody's tuning in the house. They sitting there, they tuning in, amen. Hey, amen, I got people all around me listening, amen, shaking their head like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so shout out. Also, shout out to Prince Redeem, amen. Shout out to Prince Redeem. We just made his voyage, amen, from Gville, amen. He'll be, you'll hear from him a couple of weeks down the road, amen. We're going to get into his project, amen. Also, shout out to the Mantle of God, worship and praise leader, Letitia, amen. She's here, amen. She's checking it out. So, amen. People have definitely been blessed tonight, amen. The floor is yours, woman of God, because I feel like you have something in your belly that you really want to release to the people of God before we go, because it's that time of that hour when we have to let you go. But we want you to just go ahead, how the Lord leads you and bless the people of God.
I just want to thank you all for the opportunity to be able to display the ministry God has placed in my belly and birthed at this time. But I want to leave this little tidbit. I'm not a national recording artist. I'm an independent worshiper, a true worshiper that wants to give God my all. But in the midst of that, I want others to be encouraged to know that there may be many opportunities that may come, leading to more opportunities and more opportunities. But in the midst of all these opportunities, do not miss the assignment that you are called to do. So that's the only thing I want to leave for you. In the midst of everything you do, there's an assignment that God has put you on. And don't get caught up with the opportunity and the fame and the fortune and miss the assignment. Okay? Yeah. So just wanted to share that with you, and thank you all for giving me this opportunity.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. That's a word for somebody tonight. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, we thank you for joining us here on Crossroad Temple. You got to come back. Amen.
All right. All right. You guys have a blessed evening.
Amen. Tell Deacon, amen. We love him too, amen. God bless him, amen, in his ministry, amen.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Okay. Annetta Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Well, people of God, that is another show, amen, in the books, amen. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have, amen, amen. And thank you all of those who are tuning in, amen. And we thank you all who have been texting, sending messages, and amen. We thank God for you, amen. And just remember, amen, just speak life over your situation, amen. Walk positive, amen, and allow God to just prune those dead things out of your life, amen. I learned a lot of things on this week. I learned a lot of things this week, amen. I learned so much, amen, and I thank God because I'm a work in progress. We all are work in progress, amen. And allow the God to rain on you because he is so sweet. Amen. So take the word of God with you tonight, amen. And go get that CD on CD Baby, all of your outlets, amen. Annetta Williams, the psalmist, amen. God bless you. Good night from Crossroad Temple. We see you in about another 2 weeks, not next week, the week after next. In Jesus' name, God bless. God bless. God night.
Places wide and diamonds and everything. When I felt the fear.